this major song?
It's I call it One Morning in May, but I think it's called The Soldier, or The Lady and the Brave Volunteer, or something like that.
Yeah.
One morning in May, I spied a young couple lay wandering away beside the river in the beautiful spring. To sea waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. Hand in hand they walked and they talked along together, and where they were going they did not say whither, but I think they were going along by the spring. To sea waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. They hugged and they kissed and they caught around the middle, and out of his knapsack he drew a fine fiddle, and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. 'Twas sweeter than music a nightingale sing. Ah, now, said the soldier, 'tis time to give o'er. Oh, no, said the lady, play just one tune more, for I'd rather hear one click of the strings than to see waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. They tarried and tarried an hour or two, but nary a tune from his fiddle he drew. But the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. 'Twas sweeter than music a nightingale sing. Ah, now, said the lady, will you marry me? Ah, no, said the soldier, that never can be. I've a wife in old Ireland and children of three, and the prettiest baby you ever did see. I'll go back to old Ireland, I'll stay there 1 year, and instead of cold water, my drink shall be beer. And if e'er I return, it will be in the spring. To sea waters glide, hear the nightingale sing. And now, my fair maidens, take warning from me. Never place your affection in a soldier so free. He'll hug you, he'll kiss you like this one done me, and leave you in sorrow with the babe on your knee. Singing rock-a-bye, baby, sing rock-a-bye-bye. Sing rock-a-bye, baby, sing rock-a-bye-bye.
Beautiful.
There's a real pretty song that I think was your mother's, though. Come from the Civil War. Was it Bluebells?
Mm-hmm. Don't seem to be getting them up high enough, but let's see. That's the one that had the parody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bluebell, my heart is aching. Sweetheart, you must not sigh. Bluebell, my heart is breaking. I've come to say goodbye. Goodbye, my bluebell. Farewell to you. One last fond look into your eyes of blue. Mid campfires gleaming, mid shot and shell, I will be dreaming of my own bluebell. Bluebell, they are returning, each greets a sweetheart true. bluebell my heart is yearning, never a one greets you. Mid campfires gleaming, mid shot and shell, your soldier died speaking of his own bluebell. Now there's a parody to that song, and all the songs that Mom knew that had parodies, she laid them on to her stepbrothers. I don't know whether they did it or not, but Belle was a hired girl's name, the fire she tried to light. She threw in a handful of coal oil and a handful of dynamite. There was a loud explosion. Oh, it was sad to tell. It blew the stove through the ceiling, and it also blew Belle. Oh, where it blew Belle, far, far away. The house went up in the morning and came down next day. Wherever it blew Belle, we never learned. I guess she went to heaven. She is too green to burn.
Your mother had kind of a spiritual side to her life, didn't she? She was real interested in nature, and often took you out in the woods.
That's what I miss most, with not being able to see. I can't see the flowers and the birds, but even the snakes, West Virginia snakes. I'm glad this didn't happen to me, though, till I did get to see him. I have him pictured in my mind's eye. But she took us when she could and showed us the robin's nest. And always told us never to breathe. The robin wouldn't come back to him. She had a hard time. She really enjoyed living, and she was way above the psychiatrist, because she would go out with her fishing pole, or way ahead of him, I should say. She'd go out with the fishing pole, and when she was upset about something, and that's where she should have been, out there with God, talking her problems over and fishing. Now, I think they recommend people do that nowadays. She sang hymns, too. She'd go down the lane with singing hymns, and they'd say, "Arlene, are you happy?" And she'd say, "No, I'm just whistling to keep up my courage." I think we could all, do a little more of that if we would. By the way, she never whistled, and neither did I, but Crystal can.
Crystal can do anything.
Yeah.
Was the Wayfaring Stranger one of your mother's?
Yes. That was one I heard Grandma sing. And I was only 5 when she died, but I heard some of it. And I'd ask Mom, and she helped me put it together. And then later on in life, my husband, we found it again, and he helped me. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world below. There is no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my father, I'm gone there no more to roam. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I know dark clouds will hover o'er me. I know my pathway's rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more shall weep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I want to sing salvation story in concert with the blood-washed band. I want to wear a crown of glory when I get home to that good land. I'm going there to see my playmates who've gone before me one by one. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. This form shall rest beneath the sod. I'll shed the cross of self-denial and enter in my home with God. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed for me his precious blood. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home.
There were lots of interesting traditions in the community where Phyllis was raised, and there's one she likes to talk about in particular. It has to do with spitting. There used to be a lot of that went on at the local store. They always had a great big stove in the middle of the store, and when a lot of people were sitting around the stove telling tales, they sometimes would just leave the door of the stove open and you could spit directly into the fire. But anyway, why don't you tell them a little more about this?
My daughter said, now don't you go up there and let them make you known as the spitting lady, but then I think it's already too late. I think I'm the spitting lady.
The word's out on you.
I think so. Well, I didn't practice it, but actually, I thought I was going to do a couple of things here today, and I found out over Dave Morris's class I was going to do more, and I thought I worried about it, and then I decided, well, you couldn't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear anyway, so I just do whatever I could. I come up here today to tell you about the time that I won the spitting contest up there in New York City at the Waldorf Astoria spitting convention. I was sitting over there the other day in the general store, and a drummer come in talking to the storekeeper. He turned around every little bit and went right in the open stove door. I sat there. I didn't say nothing. Finally, he didn't pay any attention to me. He said, I cheered up and took aim and spit and went right around the storekeep and right around the drummer, right around the coal bucket, right in that open stove door on the other side. Feller said, "Stranger, you sure can spit." Said, "How'd you like to go up to New York City to the spitting convention?" I ain't saying nothing. Said, "There'd be spitters there from all the United States, its territories and possessions, and parts of Texas." I ain't saying nothing. I got my clothes and flower poke, started up the next week on the bus, and got up there in New York City, and there were spitters there from all the United States, its territories, and possessions, and parts of Texas. I stood there in the door, and they was spitting, didn't pay attention to me. So after a while, I chewed up and took aim and spit around, right around the clerk and right around the belt curtain, and right around the belt string, and right around the rubber plant, and right in the brass fit tomb on the other side. He said, "Feller, you sure can spit." I didn't say nothing. He said, "You want it? You come up here for the spitting convention?" I said, "Yep." So he sent a little feller up to the room with me. We got up there, and there was papers up there all over the room, spitting for the best results, spitting plain and fancy, spitting for fun and profit, spitting in biblical times. But I didn't go up there to read. I went up there to spit. So I went down the next morning, and there was a lot of good spitters there from all the United States, its territories and possessions, parts of Texas. He said, "Stranger, do you still want to spit?" I said, "Yep." I said, "See that chair sitting over there?" "Yep." I said, "Well, set that chair on top of that other chair, and on top of that table." And it did. And I cheered up and took aim and spit right around the clerk, right around that velvet curtain, right around that velvet string, right through the rungs of that chair, through the rungs of that out of the chair, under the table, and right in that brass bit turn on the other side. Feller says, "Stranger, you sure can pit." He handed me my papers and my ribbons and my money, and I started home, and I didn't say nothing. I got on the bus, and I started home, and I met that Jerry Mills on the bus. He didn't pay no attention to me. But I always knowed him. And he's sitting there reading the newspaper. And I chewed up and took aim and spit right past his newspaper. He didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I chewed up and took aim again and spit right twixt his eyeglass and his newspaper. Still he didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I chewed up and took aim again, and I spit right twixt his eyeglass and his eye. Right then he noticed me. Come over and went to talking, and we've been the best of friends ever since. That's the best way. Now, fellas, I want to tell you, that's the best way to make friends. It's not just but plain spitting. Not just ordinary spitting, but fancy spitting. So we rode on into Glenville, and the bands was a-playing, and the banners was a-waving. Everybody wanted me to make a speech, but, you You know me, I don't say nothing. Finally, I got out there and I said, "Now, fellers, I ain't done nothing here today that any upstanding young feller can't do if he's got a stick to it and this an ingenuity. But I want to give you a little tip. If you want to do some fancy spitting, not this plain old ordinary spitting, just get you some old hickory chawing tobacco, for it don't string and it don't splatter." Since I've had this salivary gland rerouted to this eye, it's a wonder don't spit in my own eye.
So this, your mother's family were messengers. They were...
She was born a Layfield. My grandmother was a messenger. Mother was born to... her father's name was Dr. William Layfield, and he had his own herb garden, but Mom knew all that stuff, too, but I didn't pay enough attention to it. Just... my grandmother was a messenger. And Dr. William Layfield doctored over on at Camden, near Weston. But like Mom, he liked to fish, and he had a few days off, and he waded out into the icy river creek in the March and took what they called at that time hasty consumption and died. My father was a Fraser. I never knew him either.
Well, there's a wonderful song that you sang about a fancy meat grinder. It comes out of that sort of Irish-American tradition, I guess.
Well, that was one that Mother's brother used to sing. He even got the name of Old Sauce from singing it. There was a good old Shazer man, his name was Dunger Beck. He was very fond of sauerkraut and sausengers and speck. He built a great big butcher shop, the largest ever seen, and thought him up a patent to make sausengers by steam. And now, Mr. Dungerbeck, and that you are so mean, you are sorry you invented such a wonderful machine. Pussycats and long-tailed rats will never more be seen. We'll grind them up in sausengers on Dungerbeck's machine. There was a little boy came to buy a piece of meat. Old Dungerbeck invited him to come and take a seat. While he was sitting there, he whistled up a tune. The sausengers began to dance and hop about the room. And now, Mr. Dungerbeck, and that you are so mean, you are sorry you invented such a wonderful machine. Pussycats and long-tailed rats will never more be seen. We'll grind them up in sausengers on Dungerbeck's machine. Something got the matter, the machine, it would not work. Old Dungerbeck crawled in to find it out, you know. His wife, she took the nightmare, went walking in her sleep, and gave the crank one awful yank, and Dungerbeck was meat. Now, Mr. Dungerbeck, and that you are so mean, you are sorry you invented such a wonderful machine. Pussycats and long-tailed rats will never more be seen. We'll grind them up in sausengers on Dungerbeck's machine. I've been kind of hard on the men here today, but I'll bet you there's a lot of women wishes their husband had invent a machine like that. These young men here won't invite me back anymore, will they?
Phyllis, so, excuse me.
Go ahead.
I like a lot of the kids' songs you sing, and I like that Froggy Went in Courtin'. I wonder if
yeah,
you
that's
that
a good
one.
That's different, isn't it, from the ones that they sung at school?
Yeah.
And it's got some of them little nonsensy things around it.
There's your glasses.
Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. And the audience can sing this rinktum body Mitchikimbo, too. I'll start again. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, sword and pistol by his side, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yaller, Bug, Rinktum, Body, Mitchikimbo. He rode up to Miss Melsey's door, Rinktum, Body, Mitchikimbo. He rode up to Miss Melsey's door, he gave a knock and then a loud roar, Rinktum, Body, Mitchikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yaller, Bug, Rinktum, Body, Mitchikimbo. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, he said, Miss Mousie, marry me, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. As for that, I cannot say, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. As for that, I cannot say, for Uncle Rat has gone away, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Uncle Rat came home next day, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Uncle Rat came home next day, said, who's been here since I've been away, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Prettiest young man you ever did see, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Prettiest young man you ever did see, said Miss Mousie, marry me, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. The way the rat he cussed that frog, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. The way the rat he cussed that frog, he had to grease his lips with lard, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. The way the frog he cussed that rat, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. The way the frog he cussed that rat, he had to grease his lips with fat, rinktum body Mitchikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, rinktum body Mitchikimbo.
There's another one I like a lot called Bandu.
Yeah, okay, let me think about that. The song I sing about the devil and the old woman, they both start out about the same. See.
We can do that one if you want.
Dan do, Dan do. Little old man come in from plowing, Dan do, Dan do. Little old man come in from plowing and said, old woman, my breakfast now. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lambberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy o. There's a piece of cold cornbread laying on the shelf. Dan do, Dan do. There's a piece of cold cornbread laying on the shelf. If you don't eat it, I'll eat it myself. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lambberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy o. That little old man went down to sheepfold, Dan do, Dan do. That little old man went down sheepfold, and he killed an old wither both fat and old. Come a Clula, come a Klingo, come a Lamberry, come a Derry My, Derry Mingo, Derry O. He hung it up on two little pins, dam-do, dam-do. He hung it up on two little pins and a couple little jerks, and he had it skinned. Come a Clula, come a Klingo, come a Lamberry, come a Derry My, Derry Mingo, Derry O. He stretched it across the old woman's back. Dan-do, dan-do. He stretched it across the old woman's back, and a couple little sticks went whickety-whack. Come a Clula, come a Klingo, come a Lamberry, come a Derry My, Derry Mingo, Derry O. I'll tell my friends and all my kin. Dan-do, dan-do. I'll tell my friends and all my kin, you whipped me over the naked skin. Come a Clula, come a Klingo, come a Lamberry, come a Derry My, Derry Mingo, Derry O. I'll tell them all that you have lied. Dan-do, dan-do. I'll tell them all that you have lied, for I never whipped nothing but a raw sheep's hide. Come a Clula, come a Klingo, come a Lamberry, come a Derry My, Derry Mingo, Derry O. That little old man, he ran away. Dan-do, dan-do. That little old man, he ran away, ran 14 miles in 15 days. Come a Clula, come a Klingo, come a Lamberry, come a Derry My, Derry Mingo, Derry O.